You are driving down a gravel road. You are tired, sleepy. It is cold, dark, and night. You dare not look into the rearview mirror, into the fog and tree. Darkness surrounds. Moon is the only light. Ahead of you, into another reality where dogs have no owners, where people turn into things, where Bigfoot is our friend, where some women have hoes, some men are tall, and others are small. This is the Wanagi Night Show.
Good evening, and welcome to the Wanagi Night Show. We will be your guides on your journey through the Nether Realm. I am Supernatural.
MC Cloud.
This is your girl DJ Cosmic.
DJ Naki.
And DJ Toba.
And our Wanagi Night Show is going to be discussing paranormal things on the res, anything creepy, anything scary. If you have a story, if you've heard a story, whether it's ghosts, whether it's tall man, whether it's deer woman, whether it's that thing that was flying around town several years back and screaming, we're going to discuss it all.
And tonight, you know, well, we're going to get to the subject straight off of... This place has always had some type of interaction or some type of energy about it and something going on here. With the past DJs that I've seen come through this building, mainly everybody's seen it that worked the night shift.
And you're talking about the KIPI radio station, right?
This corner here, yes, where this building is, not just this building, but this corner of this building has its own stories. And, well... For myself, we'll get into that later in what I've seen here. And tonight we have two new DJs that are just now finding this out and what goes on here.
Yeah, so me being DJ Cosmic, I started here in April of 2020. And I had a schedule set to where I had a morning show and a night show. And there were times where, you know, I'd be in the building by myself alone at night, and I would try not to psych myself out. Like, I could just feel there was a presence here. I had people that I told that I was working at the radio station tell me there was something there as well, like before the building itself was built even. One story that stands out to me in particular was when I was actually on the air once. I had the door open from the main studio open. It was just a little bit, but enough to where you could hear a phone ring or something like that, and the mic would pick it up. Well, I was on the air doing my little spiel, doing what I do. The next thing I know, I can hear in my headphones. This isn't from like a distance. I can hear it in my headphones because the mic picked it up. Kids laughing. Like they were playing. And then I hear footsteps running. Like there's kids running up and downstairs or something like that. And so psyched myself out. I haven't had anything major like that happen to me since, but I definitely do feel something here at night, especially when I'm by myself.
Creepy. Well, yeah, that's what we're going to discuss here. And, you know, I'm also new here, but I have heard stories of this place since I was a kid. You know, there's history here, this little spot. Before it was a radio station. So you new DJs, I got one day on you guys. I was here one day before you, but I was here for literally 5 minutes before the one of the other DJs started telling me about how much activity is in this place. So I'm very interested. That kind of stuff doesn't scare me, but I would like to see it. What do you guys think hearing all this for the first time?
You should really put this in the job description.
The first time I actually came back, because I did take a break from doing radio, and I get back and the director asks me, why do you think the rest of the DJs at nighttime close the door and they'd like leave their headphones on all night? and they don't even come out of there. And I said, there is something around here. I'm not too sure what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely, it's shown itself a couple times with multiple people.
I'm sorry. Did you say it?
It. Sorry. I don't know what it is.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Oh, she, her. Well, she.
We don't
speak
know what
your pronouns.
But yeah, no, I've even had to wear. No, there have been a few times here at night when I've been here by myself, and I will see, like, I will have that door shut and I will have the headphones on. If I don't have the headphones on, I'll have music blasting from there because nobody else is here, so I'm not disturbing anybody else. But there will be times where I will see, just out of the corner of my eye, a shadow move across the window. And I look, and sometimes I even swear to God that somebody is coming in from the back door. And I'll go out, look around, nobody's here, but I could have swore that I heard that door shut by itself or something, but definitely.
Yeah, and it's this whole, I mean, and it's not just the radio station. Like I said, there's been stories about this place. I still haven't found out exactly what this place was originally. I always hear people say it was the mayor's house or somebody's house like that. But at one point, Kitty Corner here, we found out that the old shelter over here used to be a bar / liquor store.
It's called the Brown Jug.
The Brown Jug. The shelter over here used to be the Brown Jug liquor store. And there used to be people that would go over there, get, you know, get whatever they got to get, and then come back over here. So I'm wondering if this place used to be like a boarding house or something. But anytime alcohol is involved, you know, there's always something that will go horribly wrong. So maybe something happened back in them days. I know this place used to be a homeless shelter for before KIPI was built on top of it. So something has happened here. But I just want to know, have you guys ever heard of anything about this area? Anything paranormal, anything like that?
No, not really. It's the first time hearing all this stuff, so it's kind of,
I mean, yeah, I've heard some things that comes around here, like across the street. I guess there was kids playing the Ouija board, and they brought something, and it was flying in the air.
Oh, nice. I should have brought my Ouija board.
No. Sir, no. We crossed the line at that. You keep that outside.
Well, you guys, I mean, according to what every single person that works here has told me, I guess us three new people are going to probably experience something at some point. So just keep an eye out. Keep your phones ready to record it, because I want to see it.
Are we going to be Ghostbusters?
I hope so.
No.
That's my other job, but I'm not DJing. But yeah, so I mean, as far as what I've heard, this place used to be a homeless shelter. Oh, not what I've heard, what I know. And yeah, it used to be like a free-for-all homeless shelter. Oh, like, you know how these homeless shelters around here, there's someone in there to keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
No drunks, no. The place here used to be like nobody was in charge. Like, if you had nowhere to go, they'd be like, go sleep in that house. You
that's
know?
Not a homeless shelter, that's just a house.
Yeah, it's like a fucking house, right? But, I mean, there was families in there. All right, well, before we start getting into the gruesome, graphic, and horrifying details of what this place used to be, let's take a little break here.
Ladies and gentlemen, to those among you who are easily frightened, we suggest you turn away now. To those of you who think they can take it, we say, welcome to the madhouse.
Madhouse.
And welcome back to the Wanagi Night Show. We're going to get back into some ghostly and ghastly tales here. We're speaking about the radio station here, the KIPI radio station, and all the activity that seems to be going on here. I just wanted to tell the story that I told them the day I got hired about how this place used to be a homeless shelter, or whatever you'd want to call it, just a house that people with no home could stay at. But you know, my uncle told me this story, and he had to stay here for a while. And when he got here, there was people sleeping upstairs, like arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, every room, kids, elderly, young people, whatever. And it was, every room was packed. But he noticed that the basement, there wasn't nobody down there, nobody at all. So he's like, all right, well, I'm gonna go sleep down there, I guess. Went down there, took the northern corner of it, and, you know, made a little makeshift bed, went to sleep. And then he started hearing coughing, like smoker's coughing, like really heavy coughing, breathing. He'd hear people like talking, but he couldn't make out what they're saying. From the basement, not from upstairs, but from down there, like they were like 10 feet away from him. And because it flooded down there, there's water all over the floor, he could hear like wet footsteps, people walking around.
No.
And he was, you know, but he just figured, because it's dark down there, it was nighttime when he got there, he just figured there's other people already sleeping down there. So, you know, he tried to avoid, or tried not to let it bother him, went back to sleep, whatever, but it just kept persisting over and over and over and over. Finally, he got upset, he jumped up, and he's gonna go tell them to, hey, can you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep, whatever. And went to the other side of the basement, there's nobody there. Like, nobody there. He searched every corner, and there wasn't nobody there. So he's like, oh, well, maybe they left. Went back to his bed, went to sleep. Same thing, coughing, whatever. Footsteps, breathing, talking. Gets up again. He's like, all right, there's nobody down here. Like, this is not cool. Grabs his stuff. He's like, I'm not gonna sleep down here. Something's going on down here. So he started walking towards the steps. And then, like, as he got to the steps, he heard like running down the stairs. And he was like, somebody's running down and is gonna punch me in the face or something, you know. But there's nobody there. But he heard it. He said, as clear as day, footsteps running down the stairs. So he ran up. He got out of there. I think he went and stayed at his sister's house or something that night or whatever. But see, he left his bag. He left his bag of stuff there. So the next day in the daytime, he came back here to get it. And there was a Unchi sitting outside. You know, she had been staying there. And as he walked up, she looked at him and she just said, like, that's why nobody sleeps down there. Like, she just knew that he had heard something down there, and she just said, that's why nobody sleeps down there. So, one of the older stories, you know, he told me this like a few days after it happened. This was a long time ago, but see, it's not just this radio station that's got activity. You know, anybody out there listening right now could probably tell you a story about their part of town. We got one right here. Nagi has a story about the girls' dorm. So why don't you go ahead and tell us what happened over there in the nights?
There's quite a few, but my first experience there, it was like around this time around Halloween, or the day of Halloween. We was down in the basement. We like to do like these little Halloween parties and stuff, like in the dormitory, and then where like everyone gets together and like we do cakewalks and like, you know, all that stuff. Me and my friends, we were playing pool because they have this play, like this, you know, playroom with like pool, air hockey, and all that other stuff. It's like down in the basement. It's like on the other side of the laundry room and stuff. We were down there, we were playing pool, and then all of a sudden we started hearing music playing. We had a stereo down there. All of a sudden you hear it turn on, and we're like looking at, me and my friends are looking at each other like, yo, like, is anyone else down here? And then we're like, no, we think it's just us, just like us three down here. And we're like, well, someone go check it out and everything. And as soon as like we're walking down the hallway, like, cause like there's a hallway from the playroom to the laundry, and then there's another hallway to the other room that we had everything set up in. We told one of them, like, you know, one of us go check it out. So as we start walking everything, we're watching the other person walk down the hallway, and the next thing you know, the lights shut off. And we're like, oh heck no. So we all start screaming, we all start running. And then we get to the laundry room, we look in the place where it was set up at. And then we're looking all over, and then we're like telling each other not to be scared and like just check it out and stuff. And we're looking and everything, and like that music's still playing. So we go and we shut it off. And we're like, okay, it was just nothing. Someone probably just ran upstairs when they heard us scream and everything after they shut off the light. So we could just go back and go play pool again, right? So we go back, we go play pool. We're just like, you know, doing our own thing, vibing. And then it turns on again. We're like, all right, it's got to be someone messing with us. So all three of us this time go together, go back to that playroom, and then it starts, and that's when the music shuts off and it's static. And we're like looking at the stereo, there's no one by the stereo. And we're like, what the heck? And the next thing you know, it starts, the static starts getting louder and louder and louder. And we're all like covering our ears, and like one of us ran and unplugged it. And then after we unplugged it, the stereo is still staticky. And we're like, check the batteries. There's probably batteries in there. So we went and opened it. There was no batteries in there.
Oh, no.
No batteries at all. We're like, oh, heck no. So we all just like run upstairs, and then we go tell the matrons and everything. They're like, there's something down there and stuff. And they're like, no, there's no one down there. It's just you guys' imagination. We're like, no, we witnessed it. We seen it. Like, no, you guys are just scared. Like, you guys are just making things up. And then we're like, no, we're not. Like, we're like, come with us down there. So we start going down the stairs. We get like down, like we're like halfway down. Next thing you know, the door slams by itself. The doors are really heavy. Like, no yeah. one can really like yep. no one can like, you gotta really jerk the door in order to close it. But yeah, someone slammed the door, and then that's whenever the matrons are like, no one go downstairs, or no one go in the basement anymore until we figure out who it is and what it is, or something like that.
Ooh, good Lord.
Yeah.
As a older camp counselor, there it is. Well, cabin leader, because counselor is, you know,
so you're little in threatening. Role.
Yeah, I was a camp cabin leader. When things happen, we try to avoid the situation, or like tell the kids that there's nothing wrong. Not because we don't believe them ourselves, but it's mainly because the more attention that you feed, the more like active they get. And we'd rather not have that happen to our children, because that's something that we probably can't really protect our kids from, you know?
Absolutely. And that's you know, that's about energies. A lot of people think that spirits and ghosts are actually energy left behind from people who have passed away or whatever, and the more energy you give it, the stronger it is. Also, a part of telling a kid not to be scared is so you don't get scared yourself. You know, when I hear something creepy at home and my son's telling me, there's a little girl in the back room talking to me, I'm like, no, there's not. Calm down. Deep down inside, I'm freaking out. But, you know, you don't want to show the kids that, you know, there's terror. But there's activity everywhere in this town, everywhere in this res, you know. And that's theoretically one of the theories, like I said, is energies. One of the other places we have a lot of energy from is the new IHS houses. And as somebody who has actually lived in the new IHS houses for about 6 years in the basement, I could tell you some stories about it, but DJ Cosmic seems to have a few things to say about that.
Yeah, so this was when they were first being built, and this was when they hadn't even had people moved into these houses yet. I had a good friend of mine from high school, and her family, her mom, used to work for IHS, so they were going to live in IHS housing. We would always go work out at the fitness center, and we'd get done at like 7 o'clock at night, usually, and she was like, hey, I want to show you the house where I'll be staying at in IHS. So I'm like, all right, dope, let's go. Like, I've never been out there before. So we get in my pickup and we drive over there. And she's like, this is the house. This is it. This is it. And so we check. We couldn't go inside, obviously. So we're looking through windows and stuff. And she's like, oh, wow. And she's like, I think this is going to be my room and all this. So we get done checking out her house. And I'm like, well, why just stop there? Let's check out the rest of the neighborhood. So we're pretty much by ourselves. I don't see any other cars around. And the next thing I know, we're just cruising, literally cruising down these roads. And the next thing we see is some of the lights in these houses are on and the windows are wide open. And so I was like, that's weird. Like, why would they leave the lights on? Like, if nobody's there, why would they need lights on? So we pull over to this one house and we decide to go check it out. And this house did have lights on in the living room. And so you could see into the living room because, again, there's nothing blocking the window, no curtains or anything like that. And, you know, it's bare. It looks like they're just about done, like, putting the final touches on these houses. And the next thing we saw was we're going, walking around the house, and we can see shadows. And it looks like, like, older people inside the houses.
It's a party.
And so we get a little psyched out, and we're like, why are they, why are there people there? And like, it was just weird. And then we get a little freaked out, and we're like, okay, let's just leave. So the next week goes by, right? Or the next few weeks. And they finally get to move into their houses. She came back to me and was like, girl, I've seen, she's like, in our basement, we got backwards handprints walking up the stairs, like someone was walking on their hands going up the stairs. And you could see black handprints all over their walls too, like in different rooms. No. And she was like, I'm hearing people at night. I can hear it in the basement. And yeah, so that was one thing that really freaked me out. And I was like, can I come check it out? And so she brought me. And so sure enough, and they had pictures of everything, and it was just wild.
Like I said, as someone who has lived there for years, I can actually verify the handprints. You know, the house we were in had handprints, like little kid handprints. Yep. On the walls, and I was getting after my nieces and nephews, like, hey, what'd you? And I noticed they went up the wall and onto the ceiling and into the attic crawl space. Mm-hmm. And so I can verify that. But with that being said, we're going to take a little break here. KIPI 93.5. You are listening to the Wanagi Night Show.
One by one, one by one, one by one. Don't you take what you want from me? Take what you need from me? Take what you want to go? Why don't you take what you want from me? Take what you need from me? Take what you want to go?
I never needed anything from you, and all I ever asked was for the truth. You showed your tongue and it was forked in two. Your venom was lethal, I almost believed you. Yeah, you prayed on my every mistake, waited on me to break. Held me under, hoping I would drown. Like a plague, I was racing away, trying to find my way out, find my way out. And then finally came the day I stopped giving my heart away. For heaven's sake, my bones will break, but you never owned my soul.
So, while I was staying in the Blue Apartments, I was a nanny at the time. I was helping them get ready, and the mom took them to school early. School and daycare early. So I was left to get ready for school. While I was getting ready for school, the two dogs were still there. They were laying on the couch doing whatever. In the bathroom, I can see the living room behind me. So while I'm fixing my hair, all of a sudden something runs past me, right behind me, and all the dogs just freak out. They're barking, they ran into the bathroom barking, and they're guarding me. And when I turn around, there was nothing there, and I looked for whatever was going on, and one of the little kids' toys started playing, do you want to play with me? Ooh. And I was like, nope. And I ran out the house. I don't do.
Yeah, I don't do haunted toys. Like, stay away from me with all that.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a ghost, you come in human form. You don't come in toy form, because no. I'm not going to mess with you at all. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to take a quick little musical journey for you. This is the Wanagi Night Show.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth.
Don't want no money.
That shit's ugly.
Just want your sex. Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Take a bite of me.
Show me your teeth.
Let me see your mean.
Got no direction.
I need direction.
Just got my vamp. Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Take a bite of me, boy.
Show me your teeth.
The truth is sexy.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man or it's my alright.
Just tell me when it's alright.
Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth. Teeth, teeth, teeth. Got no salvation.
No salvation. Got no salvation.
Got no religion.
No religion. My religion is you.
Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Take a bite of my boy.
Show me your teeth.
I'm a tough bitch.
Got my addictions.
My addictions.
Now I love to fix them.
No one's perfect.
Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
But I'm not a bad woman.
Show me your teeth.
I just need a little guidance.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me alright.
Just tell me when it's alright.
Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth. Teeth, teeth, teeth. Show me your teeth. How?
My religion is you. My religion is you.
Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth. The teeth, the teeth. Show me your teeth.
Not how big, it's how mean.
Oh.
It's not how big.
Oh.
It's how mean.
Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth.
Show me your
teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth.
Comfort, but I know your pretty lies. You're in the city of wonder. Ain't gon' play nice. Watch out, you might just. and geeks to the Wanuggy Night Show.
Welcome back to the Wanuggy Night Show on KIPI 93.5. That was Disturbia. We're going to get right back into it with MC Cloud.
So, as American Indians and myths and legends go, I truly think that, you know, a lot of us have different stories to tell. So this is why we're doing this show. And knowing that this energy is around us and that a lot of us have these different things. And so Bigfoot is definitely a myth around everyone. The tall man, the ghost. And there's definitely more stories like these out there. I mean, just my story about this radio station alone of being here at night and, you know, across the hall, seeing a small person walk across in the corner of the eye and nothing being there and hearing everybody else's story and knowing that that's, you know, I'm not the only one that's feeling like this. And so we're going to get into a short story here coming to you. From American Indians, Myths and Legends.
The Man Who Is Afraid of Nothing by the Brule Sioux. Now, there were four ghosts sitting together, talking, smoking ghost smoke, and having a good time. As far as it's possible for ghosts to have a good time. One of them said, "I've heard of a young man nothing can scare. He's not afraid of us. So they say." The second ghost said, "I bet I could scare him." The third ghost said, "We must try to make him shiver and run and hide." The fourth ghost said, "Let's bet. Let's make a wager. Whoever can scare him the most wins." And they agreed to bet their ghost horses. So this young man who was never afraid came walking alone one night. The moon was shining, and suddenly in his path the first ghost materialized, taking the form of a skeleton. "How, friend?" said the ghost, clicking his teeth together, making a sound like a water drum. "How, cousin?" said the young man. "You're in my way. Get off the road and let me pass. Not until we've played the hoop and stick game. If you lose, I'll make you into a skeleton like me." The young man laughed. He bent the skeleton into a big hoop, tying it with some grass. He took one of the skeleton's leg bones for his game stick and rolled the skeleton along, scoring again and again with the leg bone. "Well, I guess I won this game," said the young man. "How about some shiny ball?" The young man took the skeleton's skull and used the leg bone to drive it ahead of him like a ball. "Ouch," said the skull. "You're hurting me. You're giving me a headache." "Well, you asked for it. Who proposed this game, you or me?" "You're a silly fellow." The young man kicked the skull aside and walked on. Further on, he met the second ghost, also in the form of a skeleton, who jumped at him and grabbed him with bony hands. "Let's dance, friend," the skeleton said. "A very good idea, ghost cousin," said the young man. "What shall we use for a drum and a drumstick?" "I know." Taking the ghost thigh bone and skull, the young man danced and sang, beating on the skull with the bone. "Stop, stop," cried the skull. "This is no way to dance. You're hurting me. You're giving me a headache." "You're lying, ghost," said the young man. "Ghosts can't feel pain." "I don't know about other ghosts," said the skull, "but me, I'm hurting." "For a ghost, you're awfully sensitive," said the young man. "Really? I'm disappointed. There we were having a good time, and you spoiled my fun with your whining. Groan somewhere else." The young man kicked the skull aside and scattered the rest of the bones all over. And now see what you've done, complained the ghost. It will take me hours to get all of my bones together. You're a bad man. Stop your whining, said the young man. Gives you something to do. And then he went on. Soon he came up upon the third ghost and another skeleton. This is getting monotonous, said the young man. Are you the same as before, or did I meet you farther back? No, said the ghost. Those are my cousins. They're soft. I'm tough. Well, let's wrestle. If I win, I'll make you into a skeleton like me. My friend, said the young man, I don't feel like wrestling with you. I feel like sledding. There's enough snow on this hill for that. I should have buffalo ribs for it, but your ribcage will do. The young man took the ghost's ribcage and used it as a sled. This is fun, he said, whizzing down the hill. Stop, stop, cried the ghost skull. You're breaking my ribs. The young man said, friend, you look funny without a ribcage. You've grown so short. Here, and he threw the ribs into a stream. Look what you've done. What can I do with all my ribs? I need them. We'll jump in the water and die for them, said the young man. You look as if you need a bath. It'll do you good, and your woman, she'll appreciate it. What do you mean? I am a woman, said the ghost, insulted. With skeletons, I can't tell, you pretty thing, he said and walked on. And then he came upon the chief ghost, a skeleton riding a skeleton horse. I've come to kill you, said the skeleton. The young man made faces at the ghost. He rolled his eyes, he showed his teeth, he gnashed them, he made weird noises. I'm a ghost myself, a much more terrible ghost than you are, he said. The skeleton got scared and tried to turn his ghost horse, but the young man seized it by the bridle. Huh, a horse is just what I want, he said. I've walked enough, get off. He yanked the skeleton from its mount and broke it into pieces. The skeleton was whimpering, but the young man mounted the skeleton horse and rode it into camp. Day was just breaking, and some women who were up early to get water saw him, and they screamed loudly. They ran away while the whole village was awakened by their shrieking. The people looked out of their teepees and became frightened, and when they saw him, on the ghost horse. As soon as the sun appeared, however, the skeleton vanished. The young man laughed. The story of his ride on the skeleton horse was told all through the camp, and later he joined a group of men and started to brag about putting the four skeleton ghosts to fight. People shook their heads, saying, "This young man is really brave. Nothing frightens him. He is the bravest man who ever lived." Just then, a tiny spider was crawling up this young man's leg. This young man's sleeve. When someone called his attention to it, he cried, "Eek! Get off me! Please, someone, take it off. I can't stand spiders. Eek!" He shivered. He writhed. And he carried on, and a little girl laughed and took the spider off of him.
Welcome back to the Wanagi Night Show. That was The Man Who Is Afraid of Nothing. American Indian legend from the Brule Sioux. We hope you enjoyed this hour. We will have plenty more to come. So any stories that you may think of, please let us know. You know, we're going to discuss a lot of things in the future as far as paranormal, supernatural, because I am supernatural. Y'all can talk about me if you want. But I am supernatural, and I am here with our hosts, my fellow hosts.
Toba.
Cosmic.
MC Cloud, and you can always get a hold of us here at 605-964-5474, man. Don't be scared to call in your story, man.
Oh, or yeah. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared like DJ Nagi was. DJ Nagi was here with us. She got a little too frightened, and she had to leave immediately. But she will be back on the next episode of the Wanagi Night Show on KIPI 93.5 FM HD.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. Just to stay away. And now they're outside ready to bust. It looks like you might be one of us.
And welcome back. This is MC Cloud. You are listening to the Wanagi Night Show as we are coming to an end. Thank you all, listeners, for tuning in to KIPI. Critic and cast, MC Cloud producer, Supernatural editor, co-producer, DJ Cosmic, music director, cast directing Amber LeBeau, along with DJ Toba, DJ Nagi, and narrator, Mrs. Ginger Cheyenne. Hey, thank you all very much for tuning in to KIPI. For any more information or inquiries about the Wanagi Night Show, you can call us here at 605-964-5474. Stay tuned.